I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the other co-host of the Online Forever pod, Sydney Summers. My favorite part of her interview was talking about tarot cards as well as chaos magic spells. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time on the podcast, the other co-host of the Online Forever podcast, Sydney Summers.
What's up?
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for the serenade.
Thanks for coming in the rain.
Cats and dogs out there.
Yeah.
Torrential, if you
are. Are you used to this kind of weather?
I feel like my 2 years in LA, I'm feeling a bit entitled to the sun at this point.
Really?
But it does rain a lot where I'm from.
Where are you originally from?
I'm from Arkansas. Whoa. Not known as the rainiest place.
Our first guest from Arkansas.
Wow.
What is it like in Arkansas?
It is a lot of forests.
Mm-hmm.
Very nature. It's the natural state.
Yeah.
So a lot of corn.
Are there people of my kind over there?
We got a few. There's a big medical hospital.
Really?
Yeah, school.
So there's Koreans, Vietnamese, Japanese.
There's a lot of Koreans and a lot of Chinese folks. Not a lot of Japanese folks I know.
Really?
But I did used to work for some Japanese ladies there.
Really?
So, yeah.
What's the major city there? Little Rock,
yeah.
Arkansas.
Yeah.
Okay. What are the three best things that you miss about Arkansas?
I miss how slow it is, but at the same time, I love how not slow it is here, but it's nice.
It's just, this place is
really snappy for sure.
You don't miss that sleepy town feel?
I do miss it, but I also I feel like there's a lot of advantages to living somewhere a little snappier, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you still have friends and family there in Arkansas?
Yeah, really all my family is there.
Mm-hmm. Can we give them a shout out to your...
Shout out to her family. Thanks for doing this.
Shout them out. And so what made you want to move to the West Coast?
Mostly I was coming out here a lot for work. Mm-hmm. And some in the adult industry, but also just mostly a lot of social media, podcast. Yeah, and cosmically, actually, kind of a funny, crazy story, but I found out a month before I moved here that my biological father, who I never knew about, is from here and lives here.
What?
Yeah, so that was also kind of a strange phenomenon that happened, I guess.
Did you actually link up with him?
We did link one time. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to hear about that experience. What was that? How was that?
It was... I don't think I could describe it in just one word. It was a very strange evening. I flew my little brother out. We both came from this man and never knew. He is a sperm donor.
Okay.
Should I look over here?
No. Can I shout out your bro?
Shout out my bro?
Shout out little bro. Okay.
He'll appreciate
yeah,
that.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, for sure. Will you watch it?
I'm going to make him watch
it now, for sure.
Yeah,
make him watch it. Yeah.
He watches my podcast sometimes, but he's like, I don't know how I feel about it, which is understandable, I guess.
So he was a donor? Your father was a donor?
Yes. And it was prolific just, donor.
What's the difference between a regular donor and a prolific donor?
Well, he donated, I don't know how many times, but at least dozens, if not more.
To other families and stuff?
To many facilities.
So that was his side hustle?
Yes, basically. He's a comedian out here, actually. Kind of weird.
And that's how he made his dough?
Yeah.
Is donating his sperm?
Mm-hmm.
I never even thought that could be a side hustle.
He's really tall.
That's why.
Yes.
Because your genes.
Because
you're a tall glass of water. I mean, you know. You. Yeah. I mean, that was a compliment. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like almost 7 feet
tall. He's got good genes. And so what kind of genes? So is he from Nordic? Like, is he from Norway? Or where is his gene pool
You
from?
Know, weirdly, like Irish and Polish. I didn't know that Irish Polish? People were even tall. Polish people, I could see.
I thought it was Norwegian. I thought maybe you had more of the
Oh, thank you.
Viking
I get that a lot
class.
Sometimes.
Like, you know.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Like, very Irish.
You have Irish?
Yeah.
So Irish.
Polish.
German.
You know.
German.
Yeah.
Anything else in there?
A little English.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Scottish, maybe a little bit?
No Scottish. No.
Yeah, it's kind of toasty. Yeah, I might have to do that too. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry because I have I have the heater there and I have the heater. What was that? Is there mic off? Oh, watch the drink, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get to your tattoos. I just got one, too. Want me to show you my new tattoo?
Yeah, show me. I just got some today, too. Oh, that's really? So funny.
Yeah, I just got a new one. Sorry. So I got this.
Oh, yeah. I saw you post that. Yeah. You just got it?
I just got it. It's a bat. Oh, and then I like, this is
the
my
spider.
Favorite. Yeah, so that was, I like how, so shout out to my friend B. Brian. He added Ryan from Roller's tattoo shop in Chinatown. This is my favorite part, and
genius.
He did it on the fly. He's like, should I add
what
something?
What if I...
Yeah, he just kind of...
Really gives like some weight and gravity
yeah,
to it, you know?
Yeah,
you see
yeah.
It's going in that direction.
What about you? What was your new one?
I got these two today. I got a frog.
Oh, that's dope.
And I got a clown.
Damn, that's tight.
Thank you. I feel like we kind of look alike.
Aren't tattoos fun?
They get less.
I like
slow
the clown. Let me see the clown.
I love the clown.
Yo,
so
that came
like
out clean.
Kind of
that's traditional style.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I want to get a clown now.
You should get a clown.
Yeah. Did that hurt right? Mm. Did that hurt on the inside a little? Yes, my brother. Yeah. I drew this. Yeah, I drew this.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So to the people out there who are scared to get their first tattoo, like, what kinds of word of advice would you give them? Like, get one or two and then the floodgates are going to open up?
That's what happened to me. I feel like that's what happens to most people.
Okay, yeah.
You get kind of addicted,
so
obviously.
I got a tape and then I got this. This is like my Noble Hops old hip-hop crew and my name in Korean. And then once I got one on each, I go, fuck it.
here we go.
I'm just gonna I start then I got the Ewok, then I, you know. Yeah.
But do you just have your arms?
I wanna get some on my leg next time.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to forget about your pops, though. I want to hear about that. Okay, so your pops, prolific donor.
Prolific donor, well-established.
Let's hear about the reunion.
Okay, so I've done improv since I was, like, a little kid, like, mm-hmm. before I was even a teenager. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we found out, basically, he does improv out here, too. So I flew my little brother out and we went to go see one of his improv shows and it was the trippiest shit ever. Like, I literally made this joke like right before he made it, like in my brother's ear, like just like somebody on stage said something like named someone Teresa, but she said it weird. She said like Teresa. And then the next scene was like about chorizo. And I had whispered in his ear. I was like, chorizo.
And then he said it. That's genetics.
That's genetics.
Yeah, that's genetics.
Exactly.
Now did you introduce yourself before the show or after did you come up to him?
Okay, so we have a bunch of half siblings. So I got his number from one of them. And then, because he was like, you can give it to any of the siblings. Because he's like kind of cool about it, I guess. Yeah. You know? But yeah, so I texted him and I was like, we'll be at your show tonight.
How does that work? Does he just jerk off in a tube or something?
Yeah, as far as a cup, yeah.
In a cup?
Yeah.
Does he have any mixed kids?
That's a great question.
Like, you know, like a woman from Argentina wanting, mm-hmm. you know, some of...
Most of the siblings I've met look pretty white.
Really?
Yeah, or at least white passing.
So how many have you met? This is like a documentary in the works.
There is like a Facebook group of us with a spreadsheet.
What?
Yes. So I've only met one in person. It was kind of like weirdly sad. So that's kind of not super interesting to me anymore. But I like that I hit up all the gay ones first.
So some of them are gay too?
Some of them are gay,
okay,
which is
that's
awesome.
Cool. That's like, cool. So there's a balance. Siblings. There's a balance.
Yeah. We're all over the place.
Are you close to any of them? Like, where you, like, are, like, real good homies?
No, I, like, it's kind of interesting. Like, I feel like the siblings who grew up without other siblings in their lives, like, are really drawn to, like, meeting the other siblings.
Yeah, right? yeah.
But my brother and I had each other.
You guys are tight.
We're tight. Yeah, and so we were very curious about meeting our dad, which a lot of them weren't curious about.
So, is he cool?
He's so cool.
So, he's really chill.
He's really chill, yeah. It's, like, kind of weird, because I'm like, I wish we could know each other better, but...
We can't say his name, but you want to keep that in
mind. Yeah, I won't blow up his
spot. Because I was going to say, if you want to, you know, go to his comp.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Show. He'll be performing at the improv.
Me and Susie are actually going to go undercover to one of his shows in a couple weeks. Yeah, that's she wants crazy. To like go see him. I know, it's
so
weird.
How old is he?
He's like 60, I think.
And he's still doing the comedy?
Yeah.
He must look young.
He does. He looks great. I'll show you who.
So after this podcast is over, will you show me a picture of him?
Yeah, for sure.
After.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how's your mom's relationship with him? Is it just like...
She has no idea who he is or anything, really.
Oh, so she just agreed. Oh, it's insemination, yes. Mm-hmm. Artificial insemination. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she didn't have to meet him.
Nope.
Does she want to meet him, like, later down the line?
No. Which is weird, right?
Yeah, I mean,
because I'm like, that's who, that's half of who I
that's
am.
The father of,
it's so fucking weird,
kids, right?
But our dad was kind of like, I think things were really different like 30 years ago. You know, when they were, it was kind of like shameful almost to, and they were like, the doctors would be like, oh, you don't have to tell anyone. Like, this could be your little secret type of thing. So I feel like there's still kind of a lot of like stigma that they have about it. You know.
Do you think there's any women out there that are looking for a 5'3" little Korean man sperm?
Hey, you could. You
is
could
there
try.
A market for that? You know how many people are looking for that?
Not Zero. Enough. Not enough.
Zero. No one's looking.
You know, you can create Zero. The market. Okay.
Yeah. you know, I'm wondering. So he has to make a profile online, right?
I don't know. I think
so.
What,
how do yeah? How I did think he choose like. Through all the other
they told me he was, they call him Vile 691, and I think that it just basically said like different sperm donation places have different information about him listed,
like what kinds of information, like he likes volleyball,
they knew he was really tall.
Okay, 6'3",
he's like 7 feet tall, and my dad that I grew
wait
up with is really tall.
He's 7 foot.
Yeah, okay, I'm exaggerating, he's 6'8, but I'm rounding up. He's really
so your
tall.
Mom picked a
My
tall.
Mom's 5 feet tall, also.
So she, that's why she did it. She didn't want little hobbits running around.
Well, also my dad I grew up with is really tall, so they wanted it to be convincing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They wanted to really pull
so
a
your
fast
mom
one
thought
on
about
us.
It many sure. a night. She's I like, no, so. I want to balance it out. He's got to be a tall glass of water. What else? So what other things did he have to list on his profile?
Well, it said that he was German, which is one reason why they chose him, because my dad I grew up with is like mostly German, but he's really not
the
very
dad
much.
That raised you in the household?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
So they thought we might look more
right,
similar,
right,
I guess?
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So did he have to list any of his hobbies or outside curricular activities?
So. If he did, I don't know if my parents cared to. I don't think they wanted to know too much about him.
See, I would want to know, like, what kind of music is he into?
Yeah, what kind of kid am I?
Does he like art? Does he paint? Does he into collaging?
Well, it turns out he's hilarious and pretty successful comedian. So
he's pretty well known. He's cracking right now.
Yeah.
You kind of want to say?
I want to tell you.
Can I ask you something? Is he on Netflix at all? Is he on some shows? Does he have an agent out here?
I don't know if he has an agent.
He has a book manager?
I don't know much about him.
He probably does if he's booking these shows, unless he's doing...
He's been in one movie that I saw when I was a kid and like saw him in when I was a child.
He's in a movie?
Oh, he's in a movie.
In the 80s or 90s?
In like the early aughts. Early aughts? Did I say that right?
What does that mean?
Like the early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
I thought it would sound cool.
Is it a comedy?
Yes.
Who's...
What? Ben Stiller's the star. That's all I'll say.
Zoolander.
No, but that would be sick. My dad is Owen Wilson.
Oh my god, that would be amazing. I'd be like, pay up, pops. I would be extorting him. I'd be like, hey, I'm your blood.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Actually,
you should extort him.
I should definitely extort
yo
him. What's up?
Yo, if you're listening, partner, you squeeze the juice. It's time to pay the duck goose.
You thought I wasn't coming
back.
It's
time to pay
you?
The piper. Yeah. You got to pay alimony, right?
I'm coming
for you,
Dad.
You should at least extort him $1,000 a month. Be like, you can't
That's
be.
That's chill. That's like child
he
support.
He could afford $1,000.
I think he could.
Just be like, dude, you can't be, you know, busting nuts everywhere and having all these kids running around with no repercussions. You gotta pay up.
Cover the country in cream.
Yeah.
You got to. Pay the American dream.
Yeah, pay the American dream. No, did he have to like go to a clinic to do that, or does he do it at home and then does he put
so
it in the freezer?
So from what I understand is he was going to clinics maxing out donations and they were like, whoa, we've had enough. Thanks for all the jizz. And then he would like go to the next one in town.
How much did he, just you could tell me, how much did he make off that?
I total. Don't think that the sperm donation is that much. I'm going to be real with you.
How much did he, like 15, 20,000?
Oh, you know, I think it's like for men, it's like 50 to 100 a pop. So
for
one cup.
Your DNA?
For your DNA. But you guys can make it endlessly. Chicks can't do that, you know.
So he's he was just like squirt. Oh wow.
Well,
you know, you should pay up. Pay or something.
Please.
Yeah. So let's get to how did you when did you move out to LA?
I moved out 2 years ago this month, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the final decision of why you wanted, like, were you just like, did you wake up one morning in Arkansas? Were you like, now's the time?
So I lived in Chicago for a year before this. I was flying out here a lot. That 5-hour flight was not it for me. I really hated doing that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I came out here for a long trip and I was like, you know, I think this place is fun and I think that there's a career to be had here somewhere or another.
Right.
Yeah.
And then how did you link up with, shout out to Susie Steller.
Shouts out. That's my girl.
That's your homie.
That's my
Is that your best friend?
I would venture to say it's my best friend.
How did you all meet?
We met also quite cosmically at a strip club as patrons randomly in New Orleans. We both happened to be there. And we kind of knew who each other was from the internet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were like, hey. She was like, I was so like mystified by her. She was like there with this kind of gay looking man, but they were making out a lot. And I was like, what is this girl about? Like, what's happening over there?
Did you guys automatically get along instantly?
I think we were very curious about each other, but we're both a bit reserved, perhaps.
Yeah.
With new people. But when we started the podcast together, we really like.
But what led up to that? I mean, did it take a couple months? I mean, you had to have gotten to know her a little bit before starting a podcast.
Yeah, we'd hung out a couple times and we knew we got along and we knew we both kind of wanted to do something that wasn't just in the adult industry.
Right.
And I don't know. We didn't know each other super well, but I think we both sensed that it could go somewhere and we wanted to dig a little deeper into each other.
And then did you do research on like finding a producer? Did you get your own camera and your gear? How did that all work out?
We just immediately started going to a studio.
How'd you find this place?
This comedian who we knew, you know, Ari Manis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We did a Scissor Bros live at his apartment.
What's that? Scissor Bros?
Yeah, we did. That was the podcast that I used to do.
Oh, yeah, Scissor Bros.
Yeah. So shout out to Jeremiah. I still love you, buddy. And then we did a live at his apartment.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Because
he used to do shows or something, stand-up shows
in his
apartment.
In his place?
Yeah, in his place. Yeah. So you linked up with him?
Yeah. He knew Susie through, I think, his girlfriend at the time, and he had a studio, so we just started off there. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, we were both not the most tech-savvy individuals. I'm very impressed by your setup here.
Oh,
honestly.
I have the bare minimum.
But you're doing it all yourself. Like, that's so cool.
Yeah, but you could do it, too. I mean, someone could teach you in, like, a week, right, Chelsea? Like, you just need a camera. Yeah, you could literally... Yeah, the editing program is very... self-explanatory, easy to use.
Okay.
If you have if you've used GarageBand or anything like that, you could learn it like that. Yeah, you should seriously think about doing it yourselves if you want to put in, if you have that extra time where you don't want to pay like a junior editing fee to executive producer.
I'm just afraid I would like fuck something up, you know, or like
there's not much to produce. Like when people say producer and the podcast world, it's kind of
they're hyping it up a little bit.
It's kind of cringe to me. It's like, what are you producing, dude? Two people talking in a room, like
okay,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
That's my own little thing because I had to learn the hard way. Mm-hmm. I'm not throwing anyone under the rug, but I had to learn the hard way where I'm like, what am I paying this person for? There, and then I did research. I'm like, oh, I just get
do
my own
myself.
Shit.
It does feel really good to like do things yourself and
right?
You know it's getting done right.
Yeah. You should look into that.
Okay.
If you need help, I mean, I'll share my knowledge.
Okay, amazing.
As much as I know, and I'll relay it to Susie as well.
Okay.
I'll tell you what camera that dude. I got that camera, for $300-something off eBay, and
that's pretty chill.
And then, well, how much is a memory card, Chels? Like $40. Yeah, you get a memory card. You have a PC computer, and then you just get Adobe Premiere. That's it.
Okay.
That's all you need. Yeah,
that's kind of a lot.
You think so?
Oh,
I didn't mean to overwhelm you. I'm sorry. Am I
okay? Yeah.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Is there a lot?
I don't know. Something about memory cards, PCs, all of it. I'm like, ugh.
It sounds crazy, but it really isn't.
I need to empower myself.
Do you deal with like ADHD? Like,
yes.
Oh, you do?
Sure.
Okay. So are you, because I'm on, are you taking medication as well?
I have medication. I've been managing it pretty well without lately, which has been nice.
Do you feel anxious? Like, you feel anxiety a lot? Or
I've really learned, I feel like, to manage my anxiety a lot better. I'm actually getting off of my long-time antidepressant right now, which I'm very excited about because it's actually going well for the first time.
Right, so it's kind of cool. Lexapro?
Yeah, Lexapro. Shouts out. Shouts out to Lexapro.
Yeah,
as well.
So how long were you on? Because
is that what you're on?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. How do you feel about it?
I don't feel any, I just don't feel it at all. Huh. I don't feel any different.
How long have you been on it?
About a year now.
Oh, and really? That's a bummer.
10 months or something?
Yeah, fuck. I mean, if you don't feel any different, why take it?
Just
don't stop cold turkey, but.
Oh, right. I wake up in a cold sweat. That's the thing is I'll talk about it, but people are so opinionated because it's such a dividing kind of topic, you know, as far as
taking meds.
Like, I don't want, people are like, well, why do you need that? Like, you know, people be like, oh, you're weak for even considering that, but.
Or you feel that way as well. Like,
well, I don't know. I just have an open mind. I'll try if it, you know.
Does something.
If the doctor prescribed, you know. I'll try it. If it's doctor prescribed, I'll try it. You know, it's not like I'm dosing myself or prescribing myself. I actually saw a psychiatrist.
You're right.
Yeah, and I saw a shrink in Arizona in Gilbert. It was cheaper out there, and I talked to the guy. I'd still talk to the guy and make appointments, and like I go, what do you think is happening with me? What do you think will help me? Yeah, is that what you did too as well?
Yeah, kind of, back home in Arkansas. Well, no, actually, when I got prescribed Lexapro, I just came into the doctor being like, I had really bad period depression. And she was like, and I was like, I just want to try this because it sounds good. So she was like, it was like my GP. So I did not go through a psych for it. But
to the point where you couldn't get out of bed?
Yeah, and it was just so much of my life. Like, it wasn't every day, but it was like half of the month of just being like, I feel really bad.
Like, you didn't want to get up?
Didn't want to get up, felt really low energy, suicidal, like just unpleasant. And
yeah, because I felt where there was a moment where I didn't even want to get out of bed. You know, just like
It helped with your anxiety?
Yeah, I don't it's just kind of like this now. I don't feel too high, I don't feel too low.
Okay, so it kind of brought your emotions towards the middle a bit.
Yeah, I try not, because the thing is, like, my enemy is my own thinking and my brain and my own thoughts and stuff. So if I can minimize that, and if this kind of helps me, like, it helps me not trip on things as much as I used to, because I could really overanalyze things. Like, oh, and especially, like, I got paranoid over, like, people and places and things. Like, are they talking about, like, oh, do they have a vendetta against me? Or, oh, they did. You know, I'm like, I got paranoid when it was not really true. I don't know. It's just like paranoid thinking.
Yeah.
I'm also in a 12-step program as well. So like that. So it's like, it's my thinking, you know, it's like my own worst enemy.
Do you like, I hate to be this person right now, but do you like meditate or?
No. That's crazy. You brought that up. Cause it's a part of my program is to like sit still and to meditate and just to try to be still. Does that help you? It helps me.
It does help me a lot.
Right. Right. When you wake up in the morning,
you're a morning meditator.
Well, I try
Like right when you wake up, like sit up in bed.
No, I get on my knees. I don't know who or what I'm praying to. I pray to something out there. I don't know what it is. I just pray to, I guess you could call it God. I just sit there and I just...
blast it out.
Well, I just say, please help me. Whoever's out, whatever's out there, please help me.
Please, someone hear me. For the love of God,
yeah,
please.
Please help me. Thank you for... you know, I try to make a gratitude, like, list. Yeah. Thank you for a roof and food.
Electricity.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
So do you do something like that too?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens when you, what's your daily routine?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked.
Yeah.
So my daily routine, I get up, go on a walk first thing. I live in East LA. It's like very hilly. So I'm just walking up the hills. Then I always journal quite a bit.
You do?
I'm a big journaler. Yeah.
How long you been doing that for?
Couple years now.
Is it a diary format or what is it?
Yeah. My new one, I have one with me, but I'm doing some more art in it because I feel like that's a bit more of an interesting like mental state reflection to look back on. But
is it free form writing, whatever comes into your head?
Yeah, kind of like morning pages sort of a vibe.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How long are they? Is that paragraphs or one paragraph? Or?
In this new notebook, it's pretty big.
I mean, if you want it, I mean, that's up to you. If you wanted to share a little bit of it, maybe that would help.
Well,
some
I'll just show you.
You.
Like, I usually write like a page, but I just wanted to clarify because they're pretty
like your handwriting. That's interesting.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like your font.
Yeah, I'm going to show you my picture.
Oh, wow.
Too. I know, so nice, right?
Oh, you do art too?
Yeah, I like drawing.
Let's check it out.
This is like kind of my only picture I've done in this new journal so far, but yeah, there you go.
How long have you been doing your art?
Forever, like since.
Okay. That's great. I didn't know you did art. This is great. Are you getting this? Okay, so do you have a story that matches this?
No. Just kind of farted this one out.
Do you mind reading a paragraph?
I don't think it would be very interesting. It's just kind
of... I think it would. I mean, in your... see, that's the thing. In your head, you're thinking that, but to others, it may be interesting.
Let's see.
Take a crack at it. Don't think about it too much. Just whatever comes... Yeah,
this
just
is,
read
this
whatever.
This is the last thing I wrote
there
this morning.
You go.
Okay. Yesterday, I was reading. Religion and agriculture were philosophies that developed as a reflection of one another. Each justified the other and man's relationship to animals. Why this steroid-injected human tendency towards hierarchy and dominion? A natural progression of mammalian behavior, in some sense, perhaps? But why? Why?
Keep going.
Okay.
I love it.
Why did nature's progression somehow allow for one species to become so dominant? To understand some of the mysteries of the physical building blocks of life and physical reality, enough to recreate them in a bastardized, egocentric fashion? Surely it can't all be some fluke, or is that just my human mind's wishful interpretation?
Keep going. This is great.
Either way, we are so very good at creating reality, so perhaps I'm right. It is purposeful or heading towards some greater good, something that doesn't gobble down the progression of this little planet through time and space. I don't know, but I do wonder.
Hit him again. Hit him one more time. One more paragraph. Hit him again.
That's the last one. That's it.
Dude, that's dope.
I guess.
Wow. I mean, did you... No, how do you write like that? Did you learn that in school, like that style? Because it's like... It's philosophical as well.
Wow, I feel so embarrassed.
No, don't feel bad. Weren't you impressed? It's a lot of... philosophy as well, just the way you think about the world and questioning the world. I mean, are you self-taught? Like,
yes, I guess. I don't know. I wrote a lot in school, but
so that was your favorite subject matter? Just creative writing?
Yeah, writing and drawing I've always been very connected to since I was like very little. So
let's see some more art.
More art?
Yeah,
I don't have too much more in here. You know, it's pretty new.
Show one more.
I do have this one little... Okay, so me and Susie, actually, we went to this mystical, magical lake in Guatemala.
Oh, wow, that's dope. That's
so, yeah,
like a
that's
postcard.
That's a little lake in my calendar. Yeah, I need
you
to fill out the other one.
Oh, she's Guatemalan.
Are you really?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Have you been to Lake Atitlan?
Check it out, dude.
Wild.
Synchronicity, that's how life works, huh?
What a cool place.
Yeah. So that's really impressive. The journaling, like, wow. Are you self-conscious about it or what?
No, I just feel like exposed a little bit right now. But
why? I think you just feel vulnerable because it's like your thoughts and your words, right?
I don't share my writing like really ever.
But that stuff's powerful.
I would like
words are powerful.
Words are very powerful, indeed.
I mean, to the point
that's
where
why you pray every day. You know,
not only that, but you know, that people could cast spells. I mean,
Do you?
No. I don't mess with any of that.
Sure.
I don't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you believe it?
Oh, yeah.
Are you superstitious?
I cast spells like every new moon. I'm not gonna lie, and they work every time.
What do you mean?
Tomorrow?
You
do day after tomorrow?
Are we talking about like? Are we talking about The Craft? The movie The Craft?
Low key.
Really?
Yeah, like not demonic shit. Like I would never.
Well, won't you talk a little bit about that? That's interesting. So, what is it? Is it Wicca?
Pretty Wicca adjacent kind of stuff. Yeah.
So is it Wicca?
I don't know. Like I don't really know too much about Wicca specifically.
I just saw a movie last night on Tubi called The Believers. I think Martin Sheen's in it, and it's about Santeria.
Okay, I've heard of Santeria.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's pretty scary.
Is Santeria kind of dark?
Well, this was a dark. I mean, there's good and bad.
What's it called?
The Believers.
Ooh.
It's on Tubi for free.
Okay.
Love Tubi. Check it out. Yeah, I just saw that last night. So is it similar to like Santeria or Wicca? I don't really know much about it.
Like I'm kind of into cultivating like kind of your own symbology in magic, right?
Like sigils? Sigils
are cool. I've like used sigils sometimes.
I don't know why I was going to do a protective.
Can I trust this one?
I was going to make a protective sigil. Like, don't be casting no spells at the Stevie Weeby show.
Keep that out of here.
You seen that movie Midsommar?
Uh-huh.
I mean, they had like those Norwegian sigils.
Did that movie scare you?
Yeah. It did. It's disturbing. Yeah.
Okay.
It bothers. It gets under your skin. Yeah. It's a slow burn.
Mm-hmm.
Did it bother you? I mean,
I don't know. Something about Ari Aster stuff doesn't hit for me, but I was also pretty high and alone in a theater when I saw that. So maybe I was in like a exact
why?
Why
would you watch that movie when you're high and alone?
You know, I'll tell you why.
That's the worst movie you could possibly watch.
That's what people by kept telling
yourself.
Me.
You are out of your freaking mind.
My best friend was like, "Don't see this high. It's a
what
bad decision,"
is wrong
and it made
with you?
Me want to that much.
Why
more.
Did you do that?
It was, I think, less impactful, honestly. I regret doing it.
Yeah, that movie really, it's...
Messed you up.
Because there's a lot of symbols in it. Like, even Hereditary, you know, there's a lot of, like, hidden symbols that you... If you might not catch it the first time, but then when you watch it several times, you're like, wait, I didn't see that.
Ooh.
Or even when the grandma's, you know, like, her aura's in the room and, like... Or, like, remember, like, the hidden shadow of the mom? She was like...
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that in the movie theater in Hereditary, you know, in the kids, the boy's room, the son's room. And I saw it like later where it was like she was doing this because she was like in the darkness and like a spider like crawling on the wall. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't see that in the theater.
Oh, wait, the movie or the
well,
that
I didn't
part.
See that in the movie theater while it was happening, but I heard the whole movie theater go, oh, and I'm like, oh, and then I just... Before you know it, it already passed me by. But then when I saw it on video, because I bought all those. Yeah, I bought
DVD?
No, I buy them on iTunes on my phone.
Oh, why did I?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
makes
but
more sense.
But I do have DVDs. But
oh, nice.
Yeah. God, I'm sorry. we're going all over the place. But so Midsommar, and then back to the Wick, and then
you got it.
Is it through tarot cards?
I love tarot. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I should have
brought my cards. That would have been fun.
What is that all about? Is it all based on feeling and intuition? Or why are there bad things? Why do people look negatively on it? Like it's like evil or something?
Many questions. Okay. I think that a lot of the like evil kind of tropes around magic are things that really came about probably during the Catholic Church's like time. I know they were doing a lot of like demonizing around like pagan traditions, and a lot of that I think served to kind of what I was reading from that journal, like separating people from feeling like connected and in tune with nature into more of like a dominating relationship to nature. I think that that makes me
think of Midsummer too, because they went through, it was like seasonal and like the solstice and they
went through, you know. Yeah.
So it's based on nature then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's based on like tarot is like these archetypes about the human journey through life, right? And yeah, so each of the pictures, the characters in this like story, are about different parts of the journey that we all. go on the spiritual journey.
I thought that you did telekinesis and move this just now.
Who's to say I didn't?
So what is the hermit card? What does that symbolize? The hermit card.
That makes sense that would call to you.
Yeah. Why?
Just hermit's all about hermitage and solitude and.
See.
Are you a Virgo?
Yeah, we're both. We're two Virgos.
I'm a Capricorn, so what's up? And so good company.
Really? Are we all good?
We're Earth signs.
We're all kosher in here. We're all good.
I think we're good.
We're good.
You guys might be a little neurotic, but I might be too. So,
so we're good in here.
Are we good?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we seem like we're getting along here.
Are you good?
Yeah. She's good. So when you pull, like, how many cards do you have to pull? Is it like playing poker or something? Like, how does it work?
There's all sorts of different ways that you can do it.
Okay.
And you can even like make up whatever. You could be like, huh, I wonder what would happen if I jerk off this morning or if I don't jerk off this morning. And then you can kind of pull two different cards and see, oh, like, what are my.
Really? Yeah. So you could base your life's decisions the card?
But they're better used, they say, for like gaining insight into situations and into the mind. And
so it's about interpretation.
That's a big part of it, yes.
But what if. So it's about your own interpretation? Like, oh, this means that I have to go on a hike or something.
I think, like...
there's a sun on the card or something.
Oh, yeah, I love that, definitely. Like, so it can, like, yeah, kind of tap you into, like, deeper recesses of your own, like, subconscious mind where maybe you're making better decisions than your rational mind is making.
All right, give me some other examples of cards, then. I said the hermit card. Okay. That's the only one I kind of know. So what are the other cards?
Some other cool cards?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the Empress. She's like the hot one who's
so
like super fertile, like big feminine energy, moms, things of that nature.
So when you pull that, what if I pull that card? That means,
well, it kind of depends on the context, but
okay. Give me another card.
Okay.
Well, this is interesting.
Okay. There's the Hanged Man, which is one, there's a lot of cards that seem kind of negative, but have these kind of interesting esoteric
meanings.
So a man
hanging?
Yeah, it is a man hanging.
So what does that mean?
So that's the card right before death, the death card.
So I don't want to pull that card. I want to live a few more years.
And it's like kind of about like the meditation that happens like before like rebirth and renewal and seeing things from a different perspective before you let them go. Yeah.
So
you're upside down. And
so what would happen if like a kid pulled that card? That wouldn't make any sense.
They're going to die. I'm just kidding.
Oh, don't say that. Or how about this? It might mean that a family member might be passing. Right?
Have you ever had that, like people passing intuition kind of things?
No.
But Susie told me you've had some ghostly things.
Yeah, well, when my dad passed away, he saw a shadow man in the hospital. And the week that he passed, I was... in the hospice with him, just me and him, and he saw something in the ceiling. And they're called, I guess they're quote unquote called deathbed visions, where he wasn't supposed to be like even coherent or, you know, like his eyes were supposed, like he was off his feeding tube and out of nowhere, he just opened his eyes like super big, like where that shouldn't have happened. And he was he saw something in the ceiling. The event that happened before that, the gnarly stroke when me and my brother and my mom drove to Arizona, he saw a shadow man and he was like, you know, he kept following it. And my brother is like conversing with him and saying, "Dad, do you see someone?" And he was like, they're both in agreement of my them seeing a shat, like a dude with a hat. Yeah,
a hat. The hat guy.
He said it was a guy. It was a shadow guy with a fedora.
So many people see that hat guy.
I don't know what it means. I mean, there's a whole like conspiracy surrounding this.
The hat.
The shadow hat man or whatever. But yeah, there's other weird stuff. And then we, you know, me and Bob grew up in a haunted house in Poway. And I'm guessing our house was probably built on an Indian burial ground.
So many are.
Then, you know, they, like, what was it called? Also, I went through sleep paralysis where I heard the whispers and they're holding me down. And it was like, you know, that whole thing. How many times have I told this story? Over 10? Yeah. Okay.
The sleep paralysis thing is interesting.
See, I got off it. I boom, and then boom, boom.
Sorry to.
Do you have, I want to hear about yours.
Mine?
Yeah. There's got to be some ghosts in Arkansas there.
There's some ghosts in Arkansas. I really only lived at one place where some like kind of objectively fishy things were happening.
Let's hear about it.
Well, I moved into this like very tiny apartment, and it was a small part of this house. And I found out after, you know, hanging out with these two cats that were around all the time, that they always wanted to like come in. They were pretty sweet. But I found out that the lady who lived there a year before me had like died in the apartment and had been left in there for several weeks. I think she was a very like lonely person. And when they opened the apartment door, because they finally realized something was afoot, the cats like ran out into the wilderness for several months, and they had like eaten a lot of her like face and stomach and stuff. God. Yeah. So those cats were still there hanging out with me, making me their new mom.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Eyeing me up.
The same cats?
The same two cats. Came back.
You're making bad choices, man. You're seeing Midsummer High alone. You're letting these cats who were feasting on a corpse, a lady's corpse's face?
Face, specifically.
Pet Cemetery Part 3. Stephen King, watch out. We got a new script for you. Holy smokes.
But some strange things would happen at that house beyond the cats. Like, the strangest thing that happened a couple of times was, like, I had a front and back door to that apartment, and the back door had a piano right next to it. And it happened, like, it was always around 3 a.m. It happened maybe 3 or 4 times.
That's the witching hour.
I know, which makes it so much spookier. Like, but it would be, like, someone playing a few notes on the piano while someone else was knocking on the front door like seconds later.
Oh yeah.
Which was very eerie.
Like, yeah, I don't like it when it's three in the morning. Mm-mm. Hear that.
I don't either. I hate waking up. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Too many movies.
So did you hear any knocks or whispers? I heard
no whispers, but knocks, yes. And it was just completely infested with roaches in there a couple times. Like, they would like swarm. It was like really, really disgusting.
What, the big ones or the little ones?
The little ones.
Oh, those are even worse.
They're worse. Ugh. I would go on like killing sprees in the night. Yeah, I felt bad, but they had to go.
So I want to know how the cats found you. The two cats living with this old lady.
Yeah, they'd been living at that place for like a year, I guess, at that point. And then they had run away when they finally escaped, when they went to find this
out
woman.
Out in the forest?
Yes.
So when you moved in,
they had come back.
And they saw you. And they came back?
They had been back for a little bit when I moved there. Kind of a strange timeline.
Why did you let them in?
I didn't
Get
know
some
that
fresh animals, man. Clean slate, man.
I didn't know
There's
that they were murderers.
With these kittens, man. Don't you want a clean slate? There's a whole more story attached to these two cats, and you let them back into the apartment?
They just needed some love.
Why did you let... Did you know the history?
No, not at first. And then I found out, and then I had a very different perception of these two cats.
So when did you find out? When did you make the connection? These two cats that I let into my apartment
One of my neighbors told me. He was like, you keep letting those cats in your apartment. And I was like, yeah, they're cute. And he was like, are they?
And they told you this... And then was it a dude or a...
It was a dude, and he was really gross. Also, I didn't like living next to him.
Was it like a Jeffrey Dahmer motherfucker?
More like creepy redneck. Like creepy redneck.
You heard the story about this place or what? Let me tell you about these two little kittens here. Let me come in here and crack a beer and tell you what's what.
You got a spittoon or I got to bring my own.
So did he knock on your door?
No, he wasn't a knocker. He would just see me around and approach.
He was one of those neighbors where he would stare at you leave?
He sent me, the day after I moved out, he sent me a picture of my boobs from the internet. And I was like, ew.
That's crossing. Ew. That is so,
ew.
That is crossing. How did he even find out
your
name?
How did he find out? I hated
Shame
it so much.
Shame on you, dude.
Gross. Yeah.
How did he find that out?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
Dude, did you call the sheriff?
Thankfully, I was leaving the state at this point.
Oh, my God. How much is rent in Arkansas?
Dirt. Literal dirt. You could bring in
how much
pocket change.
So, if I just wanted to move away from L.A.
Arkansas is great.
How much could I find... How much could I find a studio apartment in Arkansas?
A studio apartment? Like, that place I was living with the cats was $400 a month.
Holy moly guacamole. Yeah.
It was about the same size as this place.
Really?
Yeah.
Utilities included?
Yeah. It was sick.
Really? Yeah. Hard floors?
Hard floors. No carpet.
So Arkansas might be a place to go. But what do you do there for kicks?
You got to kind of invent your own kicks there.
They got a roller skating rink, a bowling alley.
We got those.
Movie theater.
Yeah.
What are the people like?
Honestly, very friendly.
Like your neighbor there that will find...
A little too friendly. I feel like they'd like you.
They would?
Yeah, the Arkansans.
I would have to grow this out, get a cowboy hat, get some cowboy boots, break out... A little bit of that southern thing.
Yeah, you were killing it.
Yeah. they drink a lot of beer out there, not to generalize.
There's some beer drinking. I wouldn't say it's like as big a part of the culture as it is in some cities, but we like beer.
Okay.
Do you drink? You don't drink.
No, beer. No, I'm no recovering. Drink. Yeah. No, I was a beer guzzler.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love the good stuff. Barley. Oh, yeah. I can't do it now, though. Yeah.
Are you a weed smoker or no weed?
For many, 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 many of years, I was.
But not now. Nothing.
Not now. But
wow.
That's
so commendable.
I struggle with it still.
Weed is a hard one.
I haven't done it yet, but I think about it from time to time.
About?
My girlfriend smokes, so she does in front of me, and I I've been to the dispensaries with her, but I don't dabble in it.
Good for
but
you.
But I know what's out there.
You know how good it is.
Y'all got it good. Y'all got it real good out there, let me tell you. Let's go back to the witchcraft stuff. So you didn't dabble in the Ouija boards, did you?
Fuck no. I'm scared
of
Ouija boards.
Okay, well, there you go. So you were really staying away from the darkness.
Yeah, not interested. Never been interested.
Now, did you have any, weird things, demonic things happen?
I don't think I've had any demonic experiences, thankfully. If I had, I was willfully ignorant of them.
And any persons... casting spells on you?
Maybe. I hope not.
Really?
But you never know with the internet, you know?
Do you know how to cast spells?
I'll like casting spells. I don't have a wand or anything
that. Okay. You're not you don't have the Harry Potter thing.
I know, but wands are sick. Not for me. But
you know, those are made with the Hollywood. They're made from the holly tree, Hollywood.
Oh, really?
That's why they call it Hollywood, because the wands are made from the holly tree, and they would make the wands out of the holly tree, Hollywood, holly tree, and then that's where they would
make the movie magic happens.
I mean, casting spells. Out here we got Disney's casting spells. Yeah. I thought that was interesting, you know, Hollywood, Holly Tree, these spells from the Holly Tree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't do any of that.
I do a lot of burying. I do use my period blood. I'm not going to lie. That's kind of semi-demonic sounding.
Back up there. Burying?
Yeah, I do some burying. Yeah.
What does that do?
Just like burying a little note, you know, put it back in the earth.
So give me an example of what you might bury.
Okay, well, last month I buried something that I successfully worked because I really wanted, like, I'm moving this weekend.
Yeah. Good.
I just really wanted this one apartment, so I kind of, you know, made a little wish. And I buried it, and I got it.
You made that happen?
I think so. Because a lot of people applied.
So you had to put blood in it?
I did use some blood.
Why?
Because blood is really powerful.
Okay, so where are you learning this stuff? What? So what do you mean? Like, if you spill your blood? Because that can go with satanic stuff, too.
It can. I don't think it's the same for boys, though, because you guys don't have period blood. You know, we get that once a month. It's just... So, that's the life source.
So you do that, and then that gives more of your intention within your request of what you're asking the world?
Yeah.
So what did you say? Hey, universe, I really want this apartment in Echo Park.
I actually did make a little sigil. Like, have you heard of, like, chaos magic kind of sigils?
No. No.
Sydney, I'm sorry. I'm going in so deep right now. But.
No, I haven't. Okay. Let's talk about chaos sigil magic.
Okay, so basically, like, if you wanted to
take it easy, don't get crazy in here, but I'll give you
say you wanted a soda. Okay, so that's your manifestation. I want a soda. Okay, so what you do is you cross out all the vowels and then you combine the rest of the letters into, like,
Oh, dude, you're doing some midsummer Norwegian sigil magic.
Yeah, you just
dude,
like...
Dude, what are you doing right now, man? Relax! Dude, just doing some midsummer crap in here, man!
Yeah, so...
So you cross out the vowels?
That's what I do. That's what, yeah.
W-N-T. So it's a W-N-T.
And then you kind of, like, combine them in, like, a pretty...
Wait,
that's, like, an ugly one,
what
but...
What book did you read to figure this out? What is this? What is this?
You asked, you know.
But where did you learn this? You learned this from somewhere.
Where did I learn that? I think my friend told me about it, and then I looked it up.
Really? Okay, like, oh. So do the one where you wanted the apartment. Do the exact thing you wrote.
Oh, well, I don't remember the signal, but I said I get the perfect apartment. And then I, like, did the thing that I'm telling you about now. But this way, it's like, it's in the present tense. It's like, I've already accomplished.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Published it, and yeah, and then I
okay, I'm gonna write one for you. Okay, you finish it for me. We're almost there. Hold up, don't look. Read it out loud.
It's not really a manifestation, but I love it. It says Brad Pitt,
and then finish the sigil.
Brad Pitt, do you want anything from this man?
No, that's for you. Brad Pitt, I have a girlfriend. That's for you, Brad Pitt.
Oh, I'm good. Thank you.
Brad Pitt? No?
That's a pass for me, truly.
Okay. But hold on.
Thanks for
this
pass.
Hypothetically, let's hypothetically do Brad Pitt.
Okay.
So it'd be this. It'd be
BR. And then, yeah. So then you'll...
It would be BRDPTT. And then... So I'm sure a lot of women have done this and buried this one.
Yeah.
The Brad Pitt.
They're writing
one.
Stevie Weaver.
No, they haven't done that. They haven't done that, and don't do that. They haven't done that. So this works.
You know, who's to say, really?
But where did so? What's the name of this? This is Chaos.
I think it's called Chaos Magic. It's basically like the point of the sigil is like, again, like getting out of your like rational mind and like creating a symbol that represents like what you want, but not in the literal rational sense.
Really?
Yeah.
But what makes it chaotic?
I actually, that's a really good question.
Because you're crossing out all the vowels.
Because you're like, oh,
it's chaos on the paper. No, be honest. Have you done that with anything else in your life?
Only with
chaos magic
with
sigils.
Pretty, only with very positive wishes in my own life.
Give me another example that actually came to fruition.
Well, this hasn't come to fruition yet, but I did a little love spell at the beginning of the year, and I hope it works.
Oh no, you did. You did, didn't you? You did, didn't you? Well, we know it's not Brad Pitt. I know who it is. Leonardo DiCaprio, eat your heart out. Sydney Izza coming for you, right?
How did you know?
I'm going to throw a couple out there, and we're going to plug your podcast and all your socials.
Oh, yeah, the podcast.
I'm going to throw a few out there. Jared Leto.
Jared Leto? Why do you want me to get murdered by an actor
bad? Tom Hardy.
I don't like actors.
You don't?
Mm-mm. I think they're kind of kooky and crazy.
Who's the least?
Steve Irwin.
Steve.
That's why.
Urkel?
No, he's the crocodile hunter.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was Urkel. Sorry. The crocodile hunter. Hey, rest in peace. He died, though.
Too soon.
Yeah. Oh, I think I'm feeling out your vibe there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's more your cup of tea.
Yeah. Steve
right.
Irwin.
More adventurous. Yeah. So no actors for you.
It's a pass for me.
You've been there, done. You're just moved on.
Yeah.
Not your type.
No.
Okay. The hour has passed.
Wow.
Hopefully the rain has died down.
It sounds maybe. I'm hopeful.
I don't hear it.
Let's hope.
How does one best support Sydney Summers and Online Forever Pod? Let's really plug that. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're Online Forever Pod on all platforms, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, etc. And my website is sydneysummers.com. It's sidneysummers.com. And you can find the podcast and all of my socials and whatnot there. So, yeah.
That's it? No merch?
Oh, merch is coming this year. It will be available.
So where do they go in the future to find all that good news?
Just follow the Online Forever Pod socials or me.
Follow all that.
Do it.
Okay. Dude, that was sick.
Wow, that was so, I feel
chaos,
so exposed.
Chaos sigils. You learn something every day.
Yeah, I hope you use it to only
do good. I don't know. I'm scared of that. I got to do more research. I want to know where it's derived from. I don't want to just, you know,
dive
what I mean?
In.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
You're Virgo, you know? You got to do the
Is
research.
Is that a part of yeah, you're right. We're you're right. You're right. Virgos are like that. We got to know everything. Thanks for tuning in to another podcast, Steve Wiebe Show. If you want to help support. Sorry.
The bubblies.
Yeah. Support the podcast, patreon.com/Stevie Wiebe. Oh, my newest music project, Pure Eternos, is going to be on all music platforms, not just Bandcamp. In a few weeks, okay? So look out for it on Spotify, iTunes, and look out for the tapes. Tapes are coming real soon, okay? Cassette tapes are coming real soon. I'll let y'all know. Instagram.com/QUANGOU. Hey, that was awesome.
You're awesome.
And definitely tune into the Online Forever Pod.
Nice to hang out.
Hiding in the crevices, in the coral premises, in my Neverland like Peter Pan, checking messages.
I feel like a kid.
It's the way that you grow when you let them go on the edge of plateaus when they push you fall so low. Oh, oh, oh.
like I'm part of deck and shuffle with the cards. I'm a vortex to heart, like a monk upon the ledge. And I'm trying to do my part before departing from the edge. A shark is at a bark, is there remarks about my art aware? Anything we say or do will be demolished like a chair. Tear them down and wear black turns to gray, another hair changes shade to rainy clouds. I'm proud of what you did, allow me to fly an eagle away from nest.
You're done. I heard my cattle cry, so I woke up in the zoo. Walked out into the herd and they mutilated too, with laser type precision, with diamond dropping blood. So I grab my full revolver, I'ma holler up a...
A machine elf is talking about the details in the fractal landscape, tempting me to mandate adventures to do.